Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's Seed Time and Harvest broadcast. I'm Bishop Patterson. I'm blessed and privileged that you have tuned in with us again on this day. We're continuing with our series of studies looking at Jesus in action as we go through the book of Mark. And we're going to be continuing that series of studies today with a lesson entitled, Jesus Sets Us Free, Living in the Freedom of Christ Every Day. So I pray that you have your Bible, your paper, and pencils prepared to take notes and study along with us. I always encourage you to do so, saints, because I want you to be able to search the scriptures to see whether the things that we say are so or not. Praise the Lord. So we're so blessed and privileged, as always, to come before your presence, saints. And if you're going to be studying with us, I'm going to give you our study text in just a moment, but let's take a look at our key verse as well as our central truth for today's lesson. Our key verse is coming from John chapter 8, verse 36, and we'll look at both the King James Version as well as the New International Version for your hearing. The King James Version of John chapter 8, verse 36 reads, "If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." The New International Version reads, "So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." Hallelujah. Let us get a word of prayer in, saints, as we meditate upon this scripture today. Father, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. We ascribe worth to you, Father. We exalt and magnify your holy and majestic name. We humble ourselves before your presence today. We bring every burden, every care, every hindrance, every fear, every doubt. We bring it all to you, Father, and we lay it at your feet, for we know that no matter what our situations or circumstances, that you are a deliverer, you are a healer, you are a provider, you are our peace, you are our hope, and we surrender it ourselves to you today. We thank you for the miraculous power of the Holy Spirit that is on display through the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, that we can be set free and we can be healed and delivered today. There's nothing too hard for you, and we praise and we thank you in Jesus' Master's name. Hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lord, saints, again. Welcome to the Kingdom Broadcasting Network. You're listening to our Sunday Seed Time and Harvest broadcast. Today's lesson is entitled, Jesus Sets Us Free. This is a part of our series that we're doing on the book of Mark. And we've seen over the last several weeks that Mark describes Jesus as a man of action, or Jesus in action. And today's lesson is going to continue showing us how Jesus went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed of the devil. And we're going to see that not only did he do these things, as the scripture gives us details about, but it's also the things that Jesus still does today through the power of the Holy Spirit. And that power is available, still available, even now, to each and every person who placed their faith and their hope and their trust in Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. Now, the central truth for this week's lesson is that Jesus offers freedom from bondage. I want you to say that right along with me. Jesus also, we'll look at a portion of scripture from Hebrews. And if you're going to be looking to study along with us, let me go ahead and give you our 3 points of outline about this week's lesson. The first point of outline that I'd like to discuss with you this week is freed from bondage. In that section, we're going to talk about a powerful deliverance and a dynamic testimony. and I pray that you will also be able to share your personal testimonies. Our second point of outline will be free from suffering, free from suffering, where we see examples of great faith, and we'll see Jesus' healing touch. And our third and final point of outline will be free from death. In that final section, we'll look at how Jesus raised people back to life and how he delivered people from sin and death. Hallelujah. And these examples today, saints, are also a reflection of what Jesus can do or has done or will do in our lives as well. So we give God praise as we want to recognize and to live in the freedom that Jesus offers today. Hallelujah. Let us let each and every one of us recognize these things and let us live. Somebody said live. Let us live in the freedom that Jesus offers. Now, in addition to those three points of outline that I gave you earlier, there are at least three things that I pray you'll be able to get out of this week's lesson. Number one, I pray that you will be able to explain how Jesus delivered people from demon possession, sickness, and death. Secondly, I want you to affirm that Jesus still delivers today. Hallelujah. And the third and final thing I want you to get from this lesson, or that I pray you will be able to do, is to proclaim the power of Jesus to deliver and transform lives. Glory to God. Jesus sets us free. Now, as we look at the introduction for this week's lesson, let me start by asking you a question, children of God. Why is it important for Christians to recognize the reality of demon oppression and possession and understand these issues from a biblical perspective? Well, as we think about that question for just a moment, we need to understand that the topic of demons and deliverance is very popular in many circles today. You'll find much fictional information is available on this issue through secular movies, books, as well as television programs. So we as Christians or followers of Christ must also recognize that spiritual battles are real. People all around us are under the influence of evil powers that operate in this fallen world. And as a result, sadly, many find themselves bound, oppressed, and without hope. So we need to tell them, and we need to tell all of the world, the one message that can bring change or that can bring deliverance in their lives. And that message is there is freedom and hope available through the power of Jesus Christ. Somebody says Jesus sets us free. Hallelujah. And that's what this week's lesson is going to point us to, saints of God. So I'm excited to get into this week's lesson. If you're studying along with us, the study text we're going to use this week is coming from Mark chapter 5, verses 1 through 43. And we'll also prayerfully get a chance to take a look at Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 through 15. So if you're ready to get started, I am as well. Let's take a look at our first point of outline, which is the first thing Jesus set us free from is he set us free from bondage. And we can see a powerful example of deliverance as we look at Mark chapter 5, verses 1 through 13. So if you were to take a look at that particular portion of Scripture, you'll see an example of how Jesus freed others from bondage. And bondage can take shape in many different ways in people's lives, thanks to God. But in this one particular case, this man was freed from the bondage of demon possession. We see in Mark chapter 5, verse 1, where it reads, they went across the lake to the region of Gerasenes, where Jesus got out of the boat. A man with an impure spirit came from the tombs to meet him. Scripture verse 3, the man lived in the tombs and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain. for he often had been chained hand and foot. But he tore the chains apart and broke the irons on his feet. No one was strong enough to subdue him. Verse 5, night and day among the tombs and in the hills, he would cry out and cut himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and fell on his knees in front of him. He shouted at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? In God's name, don't torture me." For Jesus said to him, "Come out of this man, you unclean spirit." Verse 9. Then Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" "My name is Legion," he replied, "for we are many." And he begged Jesus again and again not to send them out of the area. A large herd of pigs were feeding on the nearby hillside. So the demons begged Jesus, "Send us among the pigs. Allow us to go into them." And Jesus gave them permission, and the impure spirit came out and went into the pigs. The herd, which was about 2,000 in number, Scripture says, rushed down the steep bank into the lake and were drowned. So here we see an example of how this one man experienced a powerful deliverance and freedom from the bondage of demons. Thanks to God, we see in Mark's description, it shows this man's impossible or seemingly impossible condition, and it also shows the power the demons had over him. We see in verses 2 through 5 that many people had tried to deliver this man. And one of the things that Scripture is describing here is a thing that's called spiritual warfare. And the actions of Jesus in this particular portion of the Scripture we read demonstrate the reality of that fact. And we as believers, as Christians, we must be prepared for such battles, even as we entrust or trust God for victory in these battles, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So Mark's description of the demoniac shows the man's miserable condition. And so, saints, some of us may be going through situations where it appears there seems to be no recourse, there will be no solution, that there's no relief from. Well, this example of this demoniac shows us that Jesus has the power to set us free. Hallelujah. So here again, instead of the crowd that normally accompanied Jesus' ministry, Mark 5 and 1 records only one man in Jesus' focus. See, Jesus oftentimes preached to large crowds and particularly given his attention to address people with a general message for all who could believe and receive it. But here, Jesus is focused on this one particular man's situation. And there's a reason for this, thanks to God. We read that the townspeople had feared the man so much that they drove him into the countryside. The man was demon-possessed. He was an outcast of society. Scripture says he lived in the isolated caves used as tombs that were cut into the hillsides of what's called the Gadarene region. And we see in verse 6 where it records that the man fell on his knees and he worshiped Jesus. Now, as you look at this portion of Scripture, this may refer to the man lying prostrate before Christ in desperation, or it could refer to the demons causing him to do so because they feared Jesus and they knew that they were no match for his power. Somebody said Jesus sets us free. Now, it's interesting that when we look at the declaration where the demons said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God?" Now, this statement, saints, was not a statement of reverence or praise unto God, but it was demonic in origin, and it essentially meant, "We have nothing in common with you. Leave us alone." You see, these demons knew Jesus' power was greater than theirs. And indeed, Jesus immediately declared his authority over them, as we see in verse number 8. Now, when Jesus spoke to them, the demons spoke back, and they called themselves legion. Now, if we understand anything about what a legion represented at the time, a Roman legion had up to 6,000 soldiers, though the term had come to mean too many to count as a common usage during this time. So there were many demons afflicting this man, not just one. So again, the scripture tells us that when the demons realized Jesus was about to cast them out, they declared their desire to inhabit something else in verses 9 through 12. And Jesus granted their request, but they did not get what they had expected. Hallelujah. A lot of times the enemy thinks he has you right where he wants you. And he thinks that if he doesn't affect you, he will affect someone else or something else around your life. But I want you to know today that not only does Jesus have power to deliver you from the bondage of demon possession, he has the power to destroy the things that have held you bound. Hallelujah. This is a great example that we see in this particular scripture played out. It says that the swine swiftly ran down a cliff into the sea and drowned themselves. Jesus doesn't only want to free you from demon possession, saints. He wants to destroy the things that possess your life, whether that's a physical thing, a spiritual thing, emotional, financial, whatever it is in the area of relationships. Jesus wants to destroy every enslaving yoke in your life. Someone said to me, Jesus sets us free. So when Jesus cast out this demon, many of the people in town wanted Jesus to leave the area because the swine represented for them a great economic loss. Many times, saints, we can lose sight of what Jesus is doing in our lives when we focus too much on the material things in life. There are some things that money simply cannot buy. And in this case, this man, no matter what they had tried and no matter how much it cost, there was no deliverance for this man until Jesus came and set him free. I don't know what your particular situation may be, thanks to God, but whatever it is, I know that Jesus can set you free today. I know that God is able to deliver people today from bondage. Some people may suffer under the influence of things that are demonic in nature. Others may face life-controlling addictions or habits, but Jesus can set them free. As believers, saints, we are the means by which people hear of Jesus' power to deliver. And I pray today by the power of the Holy Spirit that my voice is being used to help stir the faith of someone today. So for personal reflection, what can you do to minister to people needing deliverance in Christ today? And what are some ways we experience the power of God, and how can these experiences serve to give a testimony or testify of Jesus' power to heal today? So I want you to know that Jesus sets us free, and we see an example here of how people were freed from bondage of demon possession. So we see this man, he experienced a powerful deliverance, and he also had a dynamic testimony to share with others of the goodness of God. And I want you to be able to share what Jesus has done. Maybe it's the testimony of someone that you know or someone that you read about. So no matter what situations you face or others may be facing, let's remember the power of Jesus to heal, to save, and to deliver today. So in that first example, we saw how Jesus freed from bondage. Let's see something else that Jesus did. He, in addition to freeing people from bondage, he freed people from suffering. If we were to take a look again at Mark chapter 5, this time look at verse 25 to 28, and let's read that quickly. Let's see how Jesus also healed from suffering. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet, instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, She came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. Verse 28, because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be immediately healed. Someone says immediately healed. Yes, Jesus can free people from suffering. And in the case of this particular lady, we see that she has suffered, the scripture says, for many years. And instead of getting better, she only grew worse. And this was after seeking the advice and counsel of medical doctors who were trying and attempting to treat whatever they thought was a biological issue in her life. So Jesus met this woman who was also an outcast. Now, this is good news. The gospel of Jesus Christ is good news to those who have been rejected and those who have been cast aside, those who have been given up on. This woman was considered an outcast because of her chronic illness. And she was also, according to the law of Israel, considered unclean, and that anyone who touched her also would become unclean. But the scripture says that she knew only Jesus could help her. I want to point someone today that if you've tried everything else, and instead of getting better, your situation only seems to be getting worse, I want you to realize what this woman realized, and that is that only Jesus could help her. So when she touched Jesus' garment, instead of touching him, she was aware of the laws of being unclean, but she knew that I don't have to even touch him. I don't have to bring any reproach on him, but I believe he removed the reproach from me if I just touch. Scripture says she thought within herself that if I just touched the hem of his garments, hallelujah, I believe he has such power to free me. I believe he has such power to heal that if I just get close enough to touch the garments that touch him, hallelujah, that the power of Jesus will free me from my suffering. Somebody ought to give God praise today. So when she touched Jesus' garment, the woman immediately sensed that she had been healed by God's power. She knew Jesus being fully God and fully man. She knew that he had the power to save, heal, and deliver her. Not only did the woman, the scripture says, sense the release of power, but Jesus did also. Scripture says, as we read now through verse 34, that Jesus asked the question of who touched him. And that question, the scripture says, brought an unbelieving response from his disciples, because they also evidently liked the depth of faith that was so obviously present within the afflicted woman. Other people may not understand why you seek Jesus so hard. Others may not understand why your faith is stirred up by this man, Jesus, and the power of his name. But I want you, just like the woman did, the woman was, at the time Jesus asked who touched him, was afraid to identify herself. She knew that by touching a holy man, she would have transferred her uncleanness to him. Furthermore, she also understood that in the Jewish culture, it was dishonorable for a woman to converse with a man in that setting, but she did not allow man's traditions to get in the way. She did not allow her fear to prevent her from coming to reach out to Jesus. Thanks to God, Jesus understands the limitations that people try to place in our lives. He understands that people try to categorize us, try to label us, try to cast us off. But just as Jesus showed compassion to this woman by referring to her as daughter, because of her faith, Jesus says she was healed, and thereby she could be included in the Israelite community again. This is what happens when Jesus heals. He takes away not only the illness, but he took away the woman's shame. So what does this speak to us today? This woman's healing reminds us today that we can approach Jesus no matter what afflicts us. Like this woman, we can go to Christ with supreme faith and confidence in him. We can see that Jesus has compassion, even on the outcasts of society, that he gives us hope and he gives us assurance that we can receive his compassion as well. So I want you to think of a need in your life or the life of someone you know. What are you doing to express faith for healing in that area? And I want you to know that this healing can teach us that we can indeed, saints, no matter what your situation is, no matter what people say or have said about you, you can approach Jesus with your needs today. And so we see two examples of Jesus free from bondage, free from suffering. The final area that we read about today is freedom from death. If you were to look at Mark chapter 5, verses 21 and 24, verses 35 to 43, as well as make note of Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 to 15. We want to continue with Jesus' miraculous power to set us free today. Someone say to me again, Jesus sets us free. So as we've read thus far, Jesus took place in the context of another healing. In this case, the recipient would be the daughter of a respected synagogue leader. So he heals young and old, men and women, Jews and Gentiles alike. This man, Jairus, had been familiar with Jesus' earlier miracles. He knew of Jesus' healing power, and he believed that Jesus could heal his daughter. And he even risked his reputation with the scribes and Pharisees and approached Jesus anyway. It was Jesus who proceeded to the synagogue ruler's house. And it was during this trip that Jesus encountered the last woman we read about. And as Jesus was leaving the situation with the woman who was healed of the issue of blood, news came to him that the girl had died. And the people gave up their faith when the word came of her death. And by this time, Jesus arrived at Jairus' house. There was a group of professional mourners that were already there practicing their trade. The mourners scoffed at Jesus when he suggested that the girl was not dead, that she was only asleep. And then Jesus went in, he spoke to the woman, because again, Jesus recognized the limitations that man had placed upon people's faith. One of the laws was that if a man touched the dead body, he would be considered unclean as well. So Jesus simply spoke to her, Talitha kumi, little girl, I say, arise. You see, Jesus is not bound by man's limitations, saints of God. He's not bound by the laws and rules of man. He's not bound by anything, for Jesus has the power to set us free, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom, saints of God. You can also see that Hebrews chapter 2 reminds us of this very power that Jesus has, the power to deliver us from death, the power to deliver us from even the fear of death. So in place of death, Jesus wants to give us the assurance that God saves, that God heals, that God delivers today. Think in conclusion, as you reflect on this week's lesson of Jesus sets us free, you may know someone who has a chronic illness or may have a life-controlling issue from which they need deliverance. All known cures or treatments may have been exhausted, leaving them wondering if there is any hope to be had. I want you to look for opportunities to share the hope of healing and deliverance that is found through Jesus Christ. Saints, there is no illness, there is no deliverance that is too great for God. Perhaps you may be experiencing an issue today. Doctors may have given you little hope. Well, today I want to give you hope, and that hope is Jesus Christ. God can deliver you. I want you to turn to Him. I want you to trust His power to bring the deliverance you need. And I want you to walk in the spiritual freedom that He desires for you to experience today. In the mighty and awesome name of Jesus Christ, may you be free, may you be healed, may you be delivered. In Jesus' master's name, Jesus sets us free. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen. God bless you, saints. We'll talk with you again next week. Hallelujah. Jesus sets us free. Amen.